Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, March 31st. You'll be interested to know, 136 years ago, today in 1889, the Eiffel Tower, a remarkable wrought iron structure designed by Gustave Eiffel, was officially inaugurated in Paris, France. This iconic monument, standing at a height of 984 feet, symbolized the technological advancements of the era and celebrated the centenary of the French Revolution. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with 3+ feet that's rolling in. Waves hold around 3 feet throughout the morning, providing consistent conditions. Expect the winds to remain offshore at 5 mph, keeping the surface nice and smooth for a bit. As the day progresses, conditions may shift to fair with some sideshore winds later on. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 0-foot incoming low tide when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 18 seconds, and the offshore wind is 5 mph. The first high tide Monday will be 4 foot at 11:30 a.m. with a 1-foot low tide just before 5. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday will experience choppy conditions, primarily due to persistent winds reaching 15 to 25 mile per hour from the west-northwest to southwest. Morning sessions may see slight improvements, but afternoons will intensify with stronger winds. Wave heights will trend from chest to shoulder high Tuesday, dropping to waist to chest high by Thursday, while maintaining challenging surf throughout. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 59 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:10, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:37. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy Monday with a chance of rain showers before 5 p.m. and temperatures reaching up to 60. Expect a gentle breeze from the south at about 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll see more cloudy skies with a low of 54 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 58 and a west wind. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 51. Wednesday brings mostly sunny skies and a high near 56. A slight chance of rain showers appears Wednesday night with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 50. Thursday continues with a chance of rain showers but remains partly sunny with a high near 56. Thursday night also has a slight chance of rain before 5 a.m. with a low around 51. Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 58 and partly cloudy skies at night, dropping to around 50. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, marine researchers are reporting unusual and aggressive behavior among sea lions and other marine mammals off the coast of California, likely linked to a harmful algal bloom. One surfer described a terrifying encounter with a feral, almost demonic sea lion that bit him and dragged him off his surfboard. Experts from the Channel Islands Marine and Wildlife Institute believe the attack was triggered by domoic acid, a neurotoxin from algae blooms. The Marine Mammal Care Center in San Pedro has treated over 140 sea lions since February, raising concerns about the potential for increased fatalities this year. Now on to sports. The men's Final Four will feature a thrilling lineup of top teams: Duke, Auburn, Florida, and Houston. All four are number one seeds, meeting in San Antonio on April 5th. Duke, led by Cooper Flagg, boasts a strong defense and recently captured the Atlantic Coast Conference title. Florida's Walter Clayton Jr. turned in a heroic performance, scoring 30 points in a nail-biting Elite Eight comeback. Houston showcased impressive defense, holding Tennessee to just 15 first-half points. And Auburn, featuring Joni Broome's standout play, overcame challenges to secure its place. In local sports, the Kings dominated the Sharks last night with an impressive 8-1 victory in Los Angeles. Adrian Kempe and Warren Fogle each netted 2 goals, leading the charge. The Kings overwhelmed San Jose with 36 shots, improving their record to 42-23-9. Tomorrow night, the Kings take on the dominant Jets in the City of Angels. The Lakers were off last night, but tonight, with a record of 45 wins and 29 losses, they face the Houston Rockets at Crypto.com Arena. The Rockets are on a 2-game winning streak and hold a record of 48 wins and 26 losses. Tip-off is at 7. LeBron James is listed as probable with a left groin strain, potentially impacting his play. Maxi Kleber remains out as he recovers from right foot surgery, limiting front court options for Houston. Tonight, the Friars take on the Guardians at Petco Park with the first pitch at 6:40. Kyle Hart is set to pitch against Luis Ortiz. In top news, Hims, the telehealth startup known for its erectile dysfunction treatments, is urging customers to lobby the Food and Drug Administration to protect its compounded GLP-1 weight loss medications. Originally developed for type 2 diabetes, these medications, including semaglutide and tirzepatide, have seen a surge in demand. However, recent FDA regulations threaten their future. Hims claims its Ozempic generated $225 million in revenue in 2024, and its ads now encourage users to quickly support continued access to these treatments. The compounded versions cost significantly less than the brand name alternatives, yet transparency remains an issue. In business news, an entrepreneur, Jeremy Gulben, is tackling the daunting challenge of revitalizing local news through his ownership of 92 community newspapers across the United States. Facing issues such as tariffs, skepticism towards print media, and competition from podcasts, he has found that many of his papers are losing money. While his company, Cherry Road Media, saw $30 million in revenue last year, profitability remains elusive. Gulben's goal is to foster community connections through journalism, despite struggling to hire reporters. As local newspapers close, he remains committed to finding solutions, believing that saving small newspapers is crucial. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 5% over the weekend to $82,000. Ethereum is down 6% to just over $1,800. And GOATSEES Maximus is down 14% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Cloudflare is introducing a new tool called AI Labyrinth to combat web scraping bots. Instead of blocking these crawlers, the company invites them to navigate through a web of useless, AI-generated pages designed to slow down, confuse, and waste resources. Cloudflare reports handling over 50 billion web crawler requests daily and aims to outsmart malicious bots by leading them into a trap of fake data. Website administrators can opt in through the bot management section of their Cloudflare dashboard. This is just the beginning of Cloudflare's efforts to use generative AI to thwart bots effectively. And in entertainment news, in a surprising turn, Jason Statham's action thriller, A Working Man, led the box office with $15,200,000 in its opening weekend. Directed by David Ayer, the film dethroned Disney's Snow White, which dropped over 66% in its second week, earning $14,200,000. Snow White has made $66.8 million domestically, but with a budget exceeding $250 million, it faces challenges ahead. Competing for family audiences next weekend is the Warner Brothers adaptation, A Minecraft Movie. Overall, box office revenues remain sluggish, lagging behind previous years. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and activist, Helen Keller. And she said, "Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.